Hey guys, I'm your host Angel.
Hey guys, I'm your host Paige, and this is the Dear Little Me podcast.
Where we talk to you all about Demi Lovato.
Yes, I'm very excited to be here this week. How about you?
I am, yes.
Yeah, I've missed you guys. We've missed you guys. We have quite a bit to talk about. I was unsure if we were going to have content.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, when first going on Twitter, I was like, what is there this week? And then I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah, we managed to scrape up some stuff. So we have an exciting episode, like always. I think we're going to start out with the main thing that is like huge because it's so funny that this happened, that Demi decided to change their hair, because we were just talking like over what we were going to do for our Dear Little Me segment. And I had put out a video where I was recapping like the Demi era. And that's one thing I didn't mention was how Demi would change the hair so frequently. And we were constantly like looking forward to it. Like, that's what we looked forward to 10 years
And there
ago.
were so many shirts. Like, I think you had all of them. Blue Vado, Pink Vado,
Yes.
Purple Vado. Like, every people were like on teams. Like, I was team Red Vado personally.
Yeah.
I don't know about y'all.
Yeah, I liked Red Vado and Purple Vado. So it was really, it felt like a little bit of a throwback for that. Because Demi teased that they were getting their hair done. We saw some bleach in their hair. What was your first, like, what were you, did you think Demi was doing with their hair?
I thought that Demi, well, I don't know if you remember the one interview where Demi talked about, like, oh, I think I want to go back to red. I was so excited because Red Vado.
Yeah.
So I thought it was going to be
You think of red?
like a red, especially what makes sense, like rock and roll, like a bunch of red. I don't
Yeah.
know.
Yeah, that was, somebody had mentioned that in our, I think our Facebook group, by the way, if you guys aren't a part of the Lovatic Club, the Lovatic Club, it's down below on Facebook. Someone had posted it and was like, I think it was Lauren actually posted it and was like, what's your guesses for Demi's hair? And someone said the red. So I'm like, okay, that idea kind of stuck my mind. But initially I was like, she's probably just getting some dimension to her black hair. Cause I mean, it was jet black. Like there was, it was kind of flat. Not saying that that's a bad thing, because I think Demi really can pull off any hair color. But people were not a fan of the initial.
Why?
It's, and I don't think Demi was, since they changed it.
Yeah.
I don't think they saw people saying stuff, but I did see, you know, some fans saying that they weren't a fan of it. And I mean, there's always going to be opinions that, you know.
Yeah, but what were they saying was wrong with it?
They just liked the black better.
Oh, I
and
mean,
we've had it for so long, people are probably just so used to it.
yeah, I mean, even when Demi initially like dyed their hair the first time, people were like, oh, I missed it. Like, people are never happy. Like, it's always like they want another thing. Like when Demi initially cut their hair, it was like, oh, I missed the long hair. And then now Demi's growing their hair and it's like, oh, I missed the short hair.
Yeah, I think also people, because Demi did cut their hair and people were upset about that, but I think maybe Demi just got a little trim and took out the extensions, because Demi had definitely had extensions before, a little extensions. I'm let me pull up the picture of the, I love the, like, the new, I feel like we didn't get a good picture of what it looked like before. Like, we did get a picture, but there was a filter on it, so we never really got like what it actually looks like, I feel like.
I think it definitely suits Demi a lot, but like, it just feels more like mature. Like, I don't know, like, I feel like she's giving like just someone's cool aunt.
Yeah, and I like it that it has some different, like I said, like depth to it. And it looks like there's a little,
yeah, like, isn't it like bougie auntie vibes?
Yeah, for sure.
Because someone's rich aunt.
Yes. And so I think, yeah, I don't think Demi was a big fan of it before, so they're like, okay, let's do something different, because Demi was like changing my hair for what, the 87th time or something.
Yeah,
caption it. I like the new one. I think I like it more so than the other, and it's just making me want to go back darker again. I was just about to say, my friend who does my hair, she just texted me. What it, hold on.
And all the distractions over there.
Oh my God, I know. So yeah, I'm gonna probably switch my hair up. I don't think I'll do like what Demi did, but she's making me want to cut my hair shorter again. Like, it's grown so much.
Yeah.
Like, when I see her hair short, I'm like, oh, I wanna,
Mom Bob girl.
Yeah, I mean, I did have that. It was kind of like, I don't know, I just want to do something different.
You can't, yeah, there's a feel like there's a very thin line though between Mom Bob and Karen Bob. So you gotta be careful.
I know. Definitely.
You don't want the "can I talk to your manager, Bob?"
All right, we're moving right along. This is a really exciting news for everybody that's on TikTok.
Yeah, not even just like Demi fans. Like, I genuinely, like, I was so upset when we found out back, I don't even know when
it's been like 3-4 month. It has to.
Yeah, it was beginning of the year around.
Yeah.
But UMG, if you guys don't know, that's like really big music company that produces basically
everything,
like, everyone's music. Yeah. And they were partnered with TikTok and they revoked their partnership with TikTok. And so all the previous TikToks made with like those sounds, the sound was removed. Like everyone was freaking out about it.
Yeah.
Well, now I don't know what the hell happened, but somehow they came to an agreement. And now UMG and TikTok are besties again. We can now use Demi audios along with other artists' audios that we have been missing the last few months on TikTok.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Fed up.
What? There's a ghost in your house. What happened?
Just went off.
Did it really?
My...
Oh my God.
Literally everything just turned off. Oh my God. Okay.
Oh my God. How are you still talking to me?
What do you mean?
Because Wi-Fi.
Oh yeah.
Oh shit, is it gonna cut out?
Oh no. Well, it still says I have Wi-Fi.
Maybe we should take advantage of it while it's still there.
Okay, yeah. So basically, I did not like all the sped up versions on TikTok lately. Like I missed the real songs that you could like use.
I was always struggling to find a song to add to my Demi TikToks that I made. And it was always like the same thing. Oh, there we go. We're back.
So weird.
That's so funny. That's so strange. It's not storming over there?
What?
It's not storming over there?
No.
You gotta change your calendar.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I just noticed.
I forget it's up there half the time, honestly. Like, at the month, I'll flip it, and I'm like, oh, wow, new picture, and then I just forget.
Yeah, I know. So that's really exciting. I'm excited to have the music back and not have to, like, use the same sped-up version of Heart Attack over and over in just different sections of the song because it was so repetitive. It was, our options were very slim, so.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I'm not sure if, like, the old, because I didn't delete any of my old TikToks with like the remove sound, so I wonder if like those sounds will just be put back on the video.
I wonder too, because I kept mine up, but there were some that I replaced the song with, and I would like to replace it back because once you replace the song, it would destroy the quality of the video, like for whatever reason. It's like, oh, if you replace the song, it was like this audio was removed, and then it went from like 720 to like 3 whatever, like pixel. It was so bad. The quality was terrible.
I didn't even realize.
Yeah. But. But exciting news for everybody that's on TikTok.
Oh yeah.
And then moving right along, Demi's April photo dump. I thought it was so cute. A lot of like, I love that we get to see like unreleased photos of Demi.
Oh yeah. I love, like, I don't know when Demi started doing the photo dumps, but like I've been loving them, like, because Demi was so silent before and we would only get like pictures when it was like a photo shoot or like tour wise, but like just the random, like, just seeing little sneak peeks of Demi's life, like you said, like, is fun.
Yeah, and one photo that really stuck out to me, and it took me a second, I'm like, oh my God, Demi's filming a music video or something, but I was like, they've already done this. I'm like, oh, but is this from Dancing with the Devil, the artist turning over, like or Dancing with the Devil, the documentary? And I was like, or the music video, sorry. And you know, obviously Demi's been filming a movie, so I think that photo of them in a hospital bed
is
that. So I'm really curious to see the character that they're playing. I know we talked about this last time.
I wonder if it's going to be anything like the, do you remember the one episode of Grey's Anatomy and Demi was on?
Imagine.
I wonder, it just reminds me of that.
Yeah.
In the hospital. And I feel like Demi was like, what, 18 when they filmed that?
17 maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, young.
Yeah.
So I wonder what it's going to be.
What was your favorite photo on the dump?
Dump.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me pull it up real fast. I have to say,
I love this one with Demi, Diana, and Jutes. Because it's just so
Yeah, that is so cute. I love that one too.
Yeah. I wonder where they are. Like, it looks like they like hiked to like the top of a mountain or something.
Yeah, I like that one. I like this one as well with the icies.
Yeah.
And I also love the little video of Demi on that ride.
Oh yeah. Can you imagine? I feel like I literally did not recognize that it was Demi with the sunglasses on. Like, can you imagine just like, sitting across from Demi and not even knowing?
I would be like, I don't even know. Cause, well, we've kind of experienced that before when we ran into Demi on the boardwalk. We didn't know how to approach Demi because we were like, we don't want to bother her, but like,
No, but like not even like I wouldn't even know. I'm saying
no.
like Demi looks unrecognizable.
He probably would have with Demi
with sunglasses.
But that's as soon as Demi flashed a smile, we probably would have been like, it's Demi right there.
Yeah,
All
but I'm
the
saying like
hair and everything.
Yeah, if we
Yeah.
it just doesn't look like it just looks like a woman with shades. Like I don't know.
Yeah. Definitely. And then yeah, so I would say those are my favorites. But a lot
Yeah.
of really cute ones. And then the whole like bunny thing too, the little bunny video. That was
Oh
cute.
yeah, and then this the that's so short.
Yeah. I just my face look like that. I'm so
Oh yeah,
drunk.
the skin, yes.
And then what else do we have on the
Yes.
agenda?
Next up, on August 24th, Demi is set to perform in Mexico, a festival. Road trip?
Want to
Road trip, anyone?
Yeah,
Mexico. I wonder if that's gonna be like, you know how the Illinois State Fair was a jump start to the Holy Fuck Tour? I wonder if like this is gonna be the jump start to maybe like releasing a new album.
yeah, that would be cool.
One can dream.
Yes, right. I mean, might not be
I feel like that makes sense
easy, but
though, like August, like end of summer. I feel like that's like around the time that like Demi, because Holy Fuck came out in August of 22. And so August 24, that'll be 2 years.
it's like summer. I mean, Demi's never released an album in the winter, so we've gotten through the winter, so there's hope for us that we're gonna get
Yeah.
it sometime. But I'm not the I think maybe next year. Like I just don't know with what Demi's schedule is like because they're filming the
Yeah,
movie.
the
I don't know if
movie's
they're
probably
done
gonna be
filming
done.
their part or whatever, but also like the wedding, like we have no idea what they're planning for that, when that's gonna
I
be.
literally forgot that Demi's engaged.
Yeah. At least they don't like rub. I feel like if Demi was still engaged to Max, it would be known every day. He'd be like, I'm engaged to Demi Lovato.
Demi
Like
Lovato, yeah.
Demi
Demi Lovato.
Lovato. So yeah, it's just not like they talk about it all the time. So I do forget sometimes too.
Yeah, literally, because it just they just seem so wholesome. Like they've always just been together because they're just so
Yeah.
happy, authentic together. I love it.
Yeah. So
Next up, Paige.
Bridgerton fans, calling
Not
all
me.
Bridgerton fans, not Angel, because Angel needs to get on it and watch it. If you guys have not watched Bridgerton, I say at least watch the first season. It's so good. I love it. I watched it twice. And a new season is coming out. I'm not entirely sure when. I know that there's a date, but I don't feel like checking. Sorry. And there was whoever does music for the show was talking about how one of Demi's songs is featured in the new season of Bridgerton. And if you're not familiar, then you wouldn't know that they take pop music, like trendy music, and they make it into like instrumental, like violin. So I'm wondering how they're going to incorporate the song in, and what song it's going to be, because we don't know. I was guessing it's got to be one of Demi's. Sorry, not sorry, Confident.
Yeah, but I'm th like it has to, I feel like Confident makes the most sense because like if you were going based off instrumental, all of us know Confident based on just those trumpets.
Yeah,
Well, I
yeah.
feel like it would just be so iconic for like whatever they do. Like we were talking about like a fight scene breaks out and then you just hear duh, 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 duh. Like it would just be like we would just all of us be like, yep, there we go.
Yeah. So I'm really curious. I'm thinking Confident, but then
Yeah.
again,
It makes
sorry.
the most sense, I feel like, for the like a show and like Demi. It's such a popular song.
And
And a Confident instrumental has been in so much. I
yes,
think it's an
it's so
instrumental everywhere.
yeah, and watch it be like No Promises or something solo.
So I was gonna say solo.
God, it really could be anything. I don't think it's gonna be like so. I saw somebody mention Forever For Me, and I just don't think it's gonna be anything that's not mainstream. So I or hap like happy ending. I don't think we're
Well, you said with the Taylor Swift that it was like a violin. So if it's gonna be like a slower song, maybe like Skyscraper could be
yeah.
break. I feel like Skyscraper like the do 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 do
Yeah,
do
there, I mean, it really could be anything. It could be
Yeah.
anything.
Well, I'm saying I've never watched the show, so you know the vibe of the show. Which song would make the most sense with the show?
I think they make any song like
Oh,
work.
okay. I wasn't sure if it was like more
Yeah.
happy vibe or
Yeah.
low-key vibe or
It depends, you know, what's going on, but you need to watch it, and then
a
I'm
show.
probably just watch the first episode today.
Okay.
If you have time. Maybe hopefully your power doesn't go out again.
Yeah, man, that was weird.
All right, Angel.
Harry, I was a low-key fan of Little Mix, not as much as I was of Fifth Harmony, but Little Mix, those of y'all that don't know, Demi basically vibed up Little Mix and Fifth Harmony when they were on X Factor or whatever. And so Perry did an interview talking about how much she enjoyed working with Demi on the Neon Lights tour. And I should have had the interview still pulled up so I could tell you what she said, but yeah, she said that basically that she really enjoyed working with Demi on the Neon Lights tour and that she would love to do work with Demi again. So people in the comments were like, ooh, like Perry and Demi collab.
You want me to read it? Because I have it pulled
Yeah,
up.
if you have it up, you can read it.
Oh, hold on. It's in our messages. It
Oh yeah,
says,
drop it.
Demi was so lovely on the Neon Lights tour, so epic to work with. I would love to write with Demi. They gave Little Mix a huge platform in America, and going on tour with her was so epic, and I'm so grateful that she took Little Mix. So yeah, I don't really keep up with them. I never, like, I like some of their songs, but I never really followed their journey. But that's really cool. And I love the Neon Lights tour. And I remember seeing them and was really impressed. I remember when it was like right after Perry got engaged to Zayn. So I remember the whole entire time I was just staring at her ring. I was like, it's so big.
Where were your seats that could look at the ring? Damn.
Oh, I was like third row. And
Okay.
it was the same theater that we saw Demi for the Holy Fuck tour, but there were seats.
Oh wow. I wish there were seats for the Holy Fuck.
I know.
All right.
Oh yeah, me too. And then okay, wow, we're zooming through. We wanted to say before we move to the Dear Little Me segment that we're gonna be doing a bonus episode this week. I feel like this might be on the shorter side, so this will make up for it. But if you're not aware that there's a whole Google Drive, and if I could find it, I will link it down below of unreleased Demi songs. But
Over 100 of them.
yeah, like over 100, and we've reacted to some of them. I'll try to remember, maybe I'll link some of the ones we reacted to down below. But there was four new unreleased songs that leaked. We did not leak them. I'm not blaming my friend Steph, but I'm thanking her for sending me the link. It wasn't her. But I know people are like, well, why are you going to listen to the unreleased music? This isn't even released by Demi. It's like, it's probably never going to be released. Enjoy it. And if you could sleep at night knowing that you didn't leak it. You know, so we're gonna be reacting to four unreleased Demi songs in a bonus episode this week, and that'll be up on Monday. So keep an eye out for that. I wanted to say the names of the songs just in case you are curious, and maybe it'll
Maybe, you know what you should do? Like, I know on your TikTok you were like asking like what kind of content you should make. You should make like a tutorial of how to download the unreleased songs because I low key still don't know how to do that. I just go on the
I
Google
don't
Drive and want to
either.
listen to it. Then how are they on your phone?
I don't have them on my phone. I just have the link to it.
Oh, I literally thought you had like put them on your like music. Well, never mind.
Back in the day, I did, but I can't remember how I did it.
I literally have no idea
Oh, I
how.
think on your Google on the Google Drive, you should be able to download it to your iTunes, but I don't even think I have iTunes on my computer because I can't get into it like my old one. I don't know. I'm
iTunes is still a
not
thing?
tech savvy, huh?
iTunes is still a thing?
Yeah, I don't know how to get it on my phone. Like, I don't have any of the songs on my phone.
Oh, I literally thought you did this whole time because we listen to them so often. And I'm like, oh, I just think you have it on your phone pulled up.
Yeah, no, just from the Google Drive.
Okay,
But
cool, me too.
yeah. So the songs that leaked are Amnesia, which I think that one is from the, I think that's supposed to be from Holy Fuck. And then we have Muse, and then two other ones. And supposedly this one was from Tell Me You Love Me. It's called Put Me to Sleep. And then there's one called Give Up on You featuring Royal and the Serpent. So that was supposed to be on Holy Fuck. Maybe they filmed two songs, it sounds like. And so we're gonna react to those and a bonus episode for you guys.
I wonder if we're actually going to hear Royal's part in the unreleased because you know sometimes the unreleased songs like they're not fully finished or whatever. So we're gonna
I haven't
hear
listened to
like both of them. Yeah.
All I know is that my friend Steph said that Muse is made her cry. So
Oh.
or she was getting emotional. So
Cute.
grab the tissues to get them ready
Yeah, literally.
for that episode. But moving on to our Dear Little Me segment. Yeah.
So for the Dear Little Me segment, we're gonna ask this question to each other and you guys can definitely participate. Comment down below. When you think of the Neon Lights slash Demi era, what comes to mind like immediately?
Just hair colors for me.
Yeah. For
Yeah. Hairstyle.
me it was like the short hair specifically
The
because
shaved side.
yeah, the shaved and the when Demi first like cut their hair. And then like preparing for the confident era, like transitioning from that.
Yeah.
Man, Neon Lights is actually my favorite music video.
I have not seen that in so long.
It's my favorite music video. I love it so much. Like the colors and just the body rolls. It's so hot.
I
and
don't remember
baby,
it.
When you look up at the sky. I love it so much.
We need to react to them because I probably haven't seen that one in like 8 years.
Since it was really a ten,
Well, that
oh my
was
God,
10 years
over
ago.
10 years ago. Stop.
Yeah, so it's been a really long time for me.
I was like, oh, when it was released? No.
What?
I literally was about to be like, oh, when it was released? No.
Yeah, I've definitely watched it since then, but it's been a really, really long time.
Oh no, it's my favorite music video out of every single music video Demi's ever done. I love the Neon Lights music video.
And I feel like whenever we're together, we'll have Demi music videos playing in the background, but I don't recall Neon Lights ever just randomly playing. Like I remember like Sorry Not Sorry playing
Well, the
and
popular
Heart
ones.
Attack and like Remember December and stuff, but Neon Lights, I just haven't, no, it's been so long.
And I specifically remember, I don't know why this stuck in my head, but an interview Demi did where someone asked her, like, oh, like, how did you feel like filming it? And Demi was like, my dad was sitting in the crowd, so it was a little awkward doing like the body rolls like in front of him in like a full latex suit or whatever she said.
Yeah,
That's
I
like
remember
awkward.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, so
But can you imagine like in front of your dad, like just being like,
I couldn't. I'd be like, you need to leave. Why are
yeah.
you? Oh, yeah, I couldn't do that. It takes, I feel like that. And
Demonstrating.
also with the Tell Me You Love Me tour, I remember it was like when Demi was on the bed and everything. I think she was just like, my dad
I
was.
was with my mom for that show.
I hear you.
I had to contain myself because I wanted to be like, oh my God, she's so hot. I
Yeah.
was like,
Oh my God, Nicole. Yeah. So, okay, we're moving on to our highs and lows for this week.
all right. My low for this week is my job is making me want to bang my head on a wall.
Hasn't been better at all.
No.
Been
I just
worse.
worse. Yes.
Oh.
It's just a lot of micromanaging and like we aren't able to have a say basically in anything. It's just very much like a I told you to do this, so you have to do it, but you don't get to like advocate for yourself. So it's been just really annoying. And it's like my first social work job, so it's really frustrating because I wanted to like it, but you know.
Yeah.
So that's my low. And then my high is that it was really nice out today. It's 85 here in Jersey. So it's like it was also kind of a low because it made me kind of nauseous. But after all the rain we've had and all the cold weather, like it just felt good to have a really nice warm day. I have a client that lives like by the beach. So today, like between clients, I was able to like hang out by the beach a little bit and
Oh, nice. That's
Yeah.
fun. Yeah, that's fun.
What about you?
My low is my anxiety's been crazy lately. I think it has to do with the high, and I wish it didn't, but yeah, I haven't talked about it on my like Demi side of things, just because it's been a lot. But my high is it's been crazy. A video of Josh and Ren went viral. It was Josh had shaved his beard, which it was accidental. He was like trying to trim his beard and then he messed up and I was like, well, now you gotta shave it. And so I was like, let me record Ren's reaction. And normally kids will be like scared or they don't like it. And she just loved, they he loved it. Or she
That's
loved
probably why
it.
it went viral.
Yeah, because a lot of people were like, I've never seen this type of reaction from a kid. Like normally they hate it. And so it went viral. And then I had an email interview with People. And then I had a phone interview yesterday with Good Morning America. And then today I found out that it was aired on to the Today Show. And then didn't you, who, I don't know who texted you saying it was on,
Yeah.
your mom said it was on GMA.
Yeah, she literally was
That's
watching it.
Today Show. I don't know if that's the same thing.
Yeah, I don't know either, but
I
she
don't.
literally said she was watching it and saw Ren on TV, and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. So, and I had no idea about that. It's been a lot. So my anxiety is just like overwhelmed because this had happened before in 2020. A video of them went viral. And I feel like I like miss out on that opportunity of really taking TikTok seriously because it's something that I mean, I absolutely love making content. I love like making like the Demi content and just, and I've always felt like I was stuck in like the Demi side of things because it's just been like my personality, I feel like it just my life for so long. And it's been hard to like navigate the content that I want to make, but I'm like, I do not want to let this opportunity go to waste. People are, there's are looking at my account. I want to put out stuff, and I'm just like so scared that I'm gonna put all this effort in, and then it's like just gonna be like no one cares, you know? So, but I'm like trying to remind myself that there's gonna be people that do follow me, you know, maybe not everybody that is going to like watch my content, but there's gonna be people that are gonna watch it. And so I don't know, it's been like I'll have to touch on things.
Yeah, I feel like if you maybe focus it more, I know you said you didn't want to like put Ren out there, which for obvious for good
yeah
reason. But like
yeah
maybe make it still like family based in a way where it's like you and Josh, and you can maybe talk about like your parenting experience without having Ren on the camera. Maybe it could still
yeah
be like you can have it be like a parenting family account without exploiting Ren, and then
yes
still have some
exactly.
videos here and there with like the cute moments. But
Yeah, I mean that's my thing too. It's like people are following me. I mean, we can have this conversation off of camera because I feel like, because there's a lot that I have to tell you too. But I mean, it's been really exciting. But the anxiety that's come with it has been, because it's just like it was so out of the blue. There was no like gradually like working up towards it. It's like one, I post a video, I wake up in the morning and I'm like, holy shit, like what is
Yeah,
going
that's why I literally
on?
commented. I don't know if you saw it, but I was like, it's so funny that this is going viral because that's just Ren's personality. Like I've known her since before she was born, and I've seen her in real life, and like that's literally just how she is. Like she's always so happy. She's always the first person to like compliment you. She'll put bows in my hair and be like, "You're so pretty." Like she's like that. So like seeing that her go viral just for calling Josh beautiful, I'm like, that's nothing out of the blue for Ren.
I know, right? So it's been exciting, but also like scary at the same time, because it is my family and I'm always just really protective of Ren and of Josh and just everything. So
As
it's
long as
been
you don't end up like the other Ren on TikTok, that whole.
yeah, I've tried to like figure out what was going on with that, but it's confusing to me. I can't figure it out. Yeah, we'll have to talk after this. So yeah, I think that's it for us this week. We're gonna go and film our reaction video to these unreleased Demi songs. And with that
We're
being said,
wearing same outfits, so don't judge us on
yeah,
Monday
oh
when
yeah.
we're getting close.
Yeah. Emotionally exhausted. Is that what it says? Love
Besides,
it.
disgusting.
Oh my God, I love it. All right. So that's it for us for today, but we'll see you on Monday.
We will see. Well, that's it for us. Yeah, for the next few days.
Yeah.
Other than that, thank you for watching. And here's your end of episode reminder to catch us over on Spotify or anywhere you get your podcasts. It helps us so much if you listen to us on the streaming platforms. And comment below. Remember our Dear Lonely question. I'll say it again if you forgot it somehow. When you think neon lights or Demi era, what immediately comes to your mind? Please let us know because I'm so curious because it was my favorite era. I think it was your favorite too. Because it made me so happy, like thinking back, there's so many good memories. So I'm curious what y'all think of when you think of that era.
Yes. So with that being said, we will see you guys.
For your bi-weekly dose of Demi.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
I'm sorry that it took so long, but baby, you're free.